Hi, and welcome back to our podcast. Now, this one's another 10-minute podcast. I think last time I discovered I could do this via my laptop rather than a mobile device, so it seems fitting for me to carry on this. Also, since last time, I think it's some time that we've done this, and I think there's been quite a bit in terms of movement. We've been running the social media cafes, so I'm going to briefly talk about that, and then I'll jump on to how I'm now currently in a different space altogether. The things I'll leave towards the end are the new updates around social media, specifically with the Twitter and Facebook there, mainly because realistically I don't think too many people care too much about other social medias. When there's an update with those two, it seems to hit the news and everyone seems to be interested. So, the first thing I'll mention is the social media cafes, which have struck some fear into me. And the reason for this is because they've been a mini success. I think there's no denying that to some degree there still is some work to be done. With the numbers of attendees fluctuating, we've reached the fifth, and in June 2014, there will be the sixth social media cafe in Leeds. And I think that the diversity of the kinds of people that arrive and come, it's quite a fair mix. There seems to be a fair mix, as in a great many different types of services that are initially actually led from City Council, and that could be anything from housing to drug and alcohol abuse. It really does span across the board. There's quite a few communications managers that might turn up. There's also quite a fair bit of social media and digital inclusion going around, not just the housing sector, but mental health. And to take a seat from the social media point of view and to create such an event where people felt inclusive enough to come from different walks of life was something that I felt was very special, because there were no barriers. It seemed as if even people from the voluntary third sector were turning up, and all of these different types of people and fashion people and creative startups, they were all mixing with each other. And I think the fact that people can talk to each other on a level about social media is not just crucial, but very important. It's just amazing how the reception has been around it. And without much of a push, it seems like a lot of people are actually aware of the event and its goings on. So yeah, I think it's a fair success in many ways. From that, we've moved into some co-working flexible space that is at Duke Studios in the Leeds City Centre. So over here, there are many, many different types of people, but generally and broadly, painting them with one brush, I would probably call them creative in some capacity. And I think it's a real joy to be around these types of people. So just briefly on that note, for a second there, I'm peering out of my window as it's flexible space. I'm actually finding it quite interesting to be able to do work and put my head down, but also by that, when I say put my head down, I actually mean be fully immersed on something that's really not social, and it's social media in some ways, and it's proving that technology is still a barrier. And it's quite nice to meet people face to face and sort of do that kind of work. Now, what's also interesting is that from this sort of phase of being able to work here, we're actually currently looking at developing a much bigger and broader event in July, and that's going to be something that's quite interesting. And it just shows that through social media, that's one element, but actually meeting people in spaces are really good. But the tools themselves are equally important. As I mentioned before, it seems like social media has many different areas and strings, and just today somebody wasn't aware of the fact that Facebook is actually declining within it's quite some time ago now that Facebook released the statistics and facts and openly said that, and yet people are still not entirely aware. So it just tells me that there's still more work and awareness to be done around social media. And I guess people are narrow-minded based on their what their needs are, where they are, what they'd like to get. And even if it's a business, then they'd like to focus on what they know and what they're able to do. Now, Facebook has actually changed some of its privacy policies, and I'm scratching my head trying to remember this. The policies it's changed is that it's basically set your privacy settings so that when you release a statement, an update of some sort, it would be published not to the entire world or the general community. Facebook quite some time ago did change that setting in some ways to reflect upon what Twitter does, which is to make everything inclusive for everyone, and so the whole world could see what's going on. And there seems like there's a fair bit of motion that's been going on in terms of people not really liking that feature, campaigning against it. There have been quite a great many instances where people have been in strange situations, whether it's legal or personally devastating. And as this goes on, it's quite interesting to hear the stories. And over time, it's as if Facebook has had to bow. So it has bowed. And as it bows gracefully, it's allowed you to post statuses and updates on your Facebook that is only available to friends. I think the key thing that people might forget is actually, although this is a default thing that they're resetting to a different default, if you have actually picked that your friends are only able to see that, then that's the way it will stay. This is only for people that have a default setting and haven't gone about and changed it for their own personal use. So if you are quite a proactive user and you've changed that, then it's your settings and they won't be changed, I guess. Now moving on to that mention of Twitter and what a great platform it is. I have to say I'm still slightly biased towards it. It's just nice to be able to dip in and out and see what so many people are doing in a different spectrum of things. Now, although I've mentioned how Facebook has bowed or initially had this kind of relationship with how Twitter works, it seems that Twitter is also looking at Facebook and how Facebook works. So the most recent Twitter update has been around it understanding the types of people and the numbers of people that would arrive to not mobile applications, but their desktop website version of Twitter. And it would seem that quite a fair few people do still use that. So what's happened is Twitter have said, do you know what? We could allow people to have like a cover picture, a bit like Facebook. And that's exactly what they've done. They've almost have given you this ability to have your avatar and then this cover picture style thing for your personal home type, for your homepage on Twitter. And to step that up a bit, they've taken it a little bit further and they've allowed you to pin tweets. So if there's a tweet that you like, a tweet of your own, if you've got, in my case, when I've had the social media cafes coming up, the events that I've set up on Eventbrite have been socialized, but then once they've patched you to Twitter, I've put that up there as the main one. So anybody now going to my Twitter page might see that as the top tweet, not the most recent one. So that's interesting because it's allowing me to develop my ability to self-promote and rely on the desktop version being more productive than it once was, I guess. I think the changes to Twitter are quite productive, but you can't deny that they have taken a little head nod towards the way Facebook works, and that's what's really interesting. And although this update, these two giants have made these kind of updates, I think people are forgetting that actually in some ways they're head nodding to each other. The question is how much more further will they develop their social media trends and technologies to look like each other? I think the Twitter one has done it really to make the distance between the two smaller. Right, so I think that's me done. That's my talk for today. Thank you for listening.